কৃষ্ণাঙ্গং কৃষ্ণাং মখব পৃথিবীরুৎকীর্তনময়ৈ উপাস্যঞ্চ প্রাহুর্যমখিল চতুর্থাশ্রমযুষাং সদেবশ্চৈতন্যাকৃতিরতিতরাং কৃপায়তু। কলিযুগ পাবনাবতার
The merciful uplifting avatar of Kali Yuga, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his most intimate associates, the most worshipable, Sri Srimad Rup Goswami Charan, we are hearing from his Stavamala book, from the second Chaitanya Ashtaka and from the first Shloka. He's saying,
Polujang Vidangsa Sutama Vijayanti Duti Bhara Da Krishnangam Krishnang Makhavidivi Rutkirtanamayai উপাস্যঞ্চ প্রাহুর্যমখিল চতুর্থাশ্রমযুষাং সদেবশ্চৈতন্যাকৃতিরতিতরাং কৃপায়তু। বিদ্বাংস
দোজ হু আর লার্নড
পণ্ডিতগণ
পণ্ডিতাস
কলো
ইন দ্য কালি ইয়ুগা
দুতি ভরাত কৃষ্ণাঙ্গং
In this Kali Yuga, fortunate human living beings, they're worshipping the one that it's not of gold, he's not of Krishna Varna, he's not blackish, but he is coming in golden form. He's worshipped that Krishna, or Sri Sachinandan, Sriman Mahaprabhu. They're worshipping him through performing Sankirtan Yagya. And also the greatest of those who accepted fourth order of life, fourth ashram or the sannyasis,
আর বর্ণনা করেন সদেব চৈতন্যাকৃতি রতিতরাং কৃপায়তু।
So they also are worshipping the Lord through performance of Sankirtan Yagya, and the shloka concludes with the prayer they made that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu bestow his endless, great, magnanimous, amazing mercy upon us all. May this Lord, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Sri Sachinandan, so may He bestow His endless mercy upon us. That is the prayer. So yesterday we relished a bit of this shloka and it is also told that this is a special Kali Yuga, or that this is Mahaprabhu's Kali Yuga. In this Kali Yuga, once in a day of Brahma, only once such appearance takes place. When Sri Krishna comes in Treta, and he performs in sweetest of the sweet Vrindavan, he performs there his leelas. So then in the following Kali Yuga, Sri Krishna, original Supreme Personality of Godhead, he himself appears accepting the mood and the hue of Radharani, so he appears as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mahajans, the great souls, commented, there is no doubt about this. There is no discussion or doubt that once in a day of Brahma, especially in this Kali Yuga, in this special Kali Yuga, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appears. But he appears as a hidden avatar. Or he is hidden within Radharani's mood and Radharani's hue. This is why he is performing bhajan as a devotee. He's relishing the sweetness of Radha Bhav. He's relishing the sweetness of the Ras of Radha Bhav. He's speaking like a devotee. And because of that, he never would tell himself that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if someone would say something like that, he would immediately start chanting endless stutis prayers and he would negate it. This is why ordinarily many could not understand, could not accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the learned ones, they would know that he is Sri Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and they would also describe him like that. So amongst those learned personalities, one exceptionally learned personality is our Sri Karabhajana Rishi, one of the Nava Yogendras. So he told this katha to Nimi Maharaj, who visited their Navayogendra's ashram much, much before the Kali Yuga.
Yogindra-gan, সেই হরিকথা জিজ্ঞাসার ভিতরে মহারাজ নিমি প্রশ্ন করেন।
So Maharaj Nimi was asking questions to Navayogendras.
Bhagavan kun yuge.
In which yuga will Lord appear? Which color shall he take? Which form shall he take?
Ebong sei yuger sob upasokgon.
And how shall he be worshipped in each of these forms, in each of these yugas? So the answer was given to these questions. So as an answer to these questions, Shikara Bhajana Rishi told, he described Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dvapara Yuga, and then he told Nana Tantra Vidhanena. In this way, in Kali Yuga, following the rules of Tantra, the people of Kali Yuga will worship the Lord. In Kali Yuga, the usual Kali Yuga avatar is of black color. But by Mahaprabhu's mercy, the description of this special Kali Yuga appeared in the mind, in the heart of Karabhajana Rishi. And in this way, he was in a hidden way able to describe the hidden avatar. In this way he described Gauranga avatar yesterday. We heard about descriptions of the Acharya's commentaries, so we relished a bit. So further on, Karabhajana Rishi continues describing in a hidden way appearance of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There are the questions of Vimi Maharaj, in which yuga, how the Lord appears, which form he takes, how he's worshipped. So he described that. So he now continued.
Ittadhyam pranatapala bhavadiputam vande mahapurusa te charanarvindam. He mahapurush mahaprabhu.
He mahapurush, he mahaprabhu.
Te charanarvindam
vande. I offer my humble obeisances at your lotus feet.
Tumar si charanarvinduke vandana kuri.
And I'm offering prayers to your lotus feet. The people of Kali Yuga are constantly telling, give, give. Give everything. Give us wealth. Our Acharyas taught us that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he brought Raga Marg. Radha Krishna Leela. And that we should do smaran chintan, we should remember, meditate upon their leela, Radha Krishna's leela. Then internally and externally there are two kinds of sadhana. That externally in the sadhak body, shravan and kirtan is done. And internally, in our own siddha deha, we are doing the meditation. In this way, we day and night meditate on Radha Krishna seva. So like this, there is one external sadhana and one internal sadhana. There are rules and regulations mixed with rag. Externally, there are nine processes of devotional service, shravanam, kirtanam, archanam, smaranam, vandanam, etc. And internally, in our Siddha Deha, in Siddha Svarup given by our Sri Gurudev, we are constantly meditating on Radha Krishna's service and in this way establishing identification with our Siddha Svarup. Along with this service, the Gaura Leela is the relish of Gaura Leela is being is happening. The reason? Because this is a special gift of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. By his mercy it has been given and it can be done only. Why this is so? Because this very, very intimate secret leela of Shri Radha Krishna, it's not easy to be meditated upon. It's not possible by the fallen living entities of Kali Yuga. Because of that, there is a rule to first meditate upon leela of Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his associates. So these rules, this way of meditation, it's given by our acharyas. So we first meditate upon Gauranga Mahaprabhu being in Radha Bhav and he himself being absorbed in Radha Bhav, Vraja Bhav. All of his associates also get absorbed in their particular Vraja Svarupas. So along with them, we also then become absorbed in the Vraja Leela and our Vraja Svarup. So in this way, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is giving the gate, the entrance, and also the qualifications for the sadhaka to meditate, to enter the Vraja Leela.
রাগানুগীয় সাধকের ভজন কৌশল.
This is the procedure of the sadhaka of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas.
Sri Sri Guru Pad Padme nikot theke ei sob kushal shikti bhabe shikha kore nite hobe.
So we should learn all of this procedure of the bhajan at the lotus feet of our Shishi Gurudev. So in this way Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has been described.
Ei je sansarer manush stri putra sansar artho sampatti dhan jon man pratistha.
So it's been told that the living entities of Kali Yuga, they are completely absorbed in the material existence, in their relationship of the family, sons, wives, husbands, etc. Their wealth, house.
Itadi sansari abe abotto hoye je tara nijer swarup ebong bhagwan ke bhule boshe ache.
They are so much absorbed in their material existence that they are completely forgetting the Lord and their own Swarup.
Mahaprabhu, tini kripa kore.
And Mahaprabhu is giving his mercy. So Mahaprabhu is bestowing his mercy, he is destroying this material identification just upon giving his own darshan and giving opportunity that they hear the holy name from his lotus mouth. So the acharyas are telling that Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he's rising his hands up, he's chanting the holy name of the Lord, and in this way he's blessing all the living entities, he's taking away their impurities, these kind of impurities, this way blessing them with prem.
যতো কর্ম বা অধর্ম তাহার কলমসনাস সেই মহাতম.
All their karma, all their adharma, he's taking away, he's cleansing all of these impurities.
আগে তমনাশ করবে ভক্তি বিরোধী কর্ম অধর্ম ত্রিনাশ করবেন পরিভাবক নম.
He is destroying all of these obstacles in bhakti, all of these impurities he is taking away.
Tar soroni mononi lilar chintoni ei somosto parabhaber theke mukti labh korben sadhak.
So by meditating upon Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then all of these impurities, all of these obstacles will be taken away. The sadhak will become free from them. And not that they will just become purified, but the prem, their desired object, will be bestowed upon them by the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That Gauranga Mahaprabhu, cleansing their impurities, he would bestow prem upon them.
Tai paribhavagnam avishtodaham tittha svadam আস্পদ মানে একটি শব্দে শব্দটির অর্থ হচ্ছে আশ্রয়।
So here one term is described ashray or shelter. The lotus feet of Sugaranga Mahaprabhu are described to be shelter of all the holy tirthas. That the fortunate living entities in Kali Yuga, they are getting the shelter of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And his lotus feet, their shelter, is greater than visiting all the greatest holy tirthas. The result of visit of all the greatest holy tirthas, it's greater, the Gauranga Mahaprabhu's lotus feet are greater than that. And also the further description is that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he himself purified the greatest of the holy tirthas by visiting them in Kali Yuga also. And in this way, he purified them and he immersed everyone in prem also there. He himself went to South India. In this way, he bestowed prem upon everyone. In the same way, he went to Vrindavan. And on the way, through performance of Sankirtan Yagya, he was bestowing prem. And he was maddening all the human beings with prem. That prem that's very rare to obtain. Even upon performing lots and lots, heaps and heaps of sadhana, still the prem is not available. So such a rare obtainable prem, Mahaprabhu mercifully gave even without performance of sadhana. So this is the great gift of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu who appeared in Kali Yuga. There is no comparison with this gift that he gave. So this is why it's been told that all the holy tirthas are taking shelter of his lotus feet, or that his lotus feet is great under the shelter of all the holy tirthas. And also it's been told that Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they're also offering obeisance at his lotus feet, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's lotus feet.
Sripad Haridas, Aracharya Sri Advaita Deep.
In the commentaries, the Acharyas are describing that this Shiva and Brahma that has been described here are Srila Haridas Thakur and Sri Advaita Acharya. So there is no question when this description of Srila Haridas Thakur comes, because he was always there at the lotus feet of the Lord. But for Sri Advaita Acharya, it was little hard to do so. Because Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu would consider Srila Advaita Acharya to be his guru, his senior. But because of that, actually, the pain was there in the heart of Sri Advaita Acharya. How much worship he did, how much loud roars and water of Mother Ganga and Tulasi leaves he did offer to invite the Lord. But now when the Lord appeared, he's now bereft of possibility to take shelter, to offer obeisances at his lotus feet. He desires to do so, he desires to be at his lotus feet always, but he doesn't get that chance, it's not possible for him. Why is it not possible? Because Prabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu would get angry. As soon as Sri Advaita Acharya would try to offer obeisances to him, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu would get angry. Because he was considering him worshipable. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu considered Sri Advaita Acharya worshipable.
Achha.
All right. So is there no way? In this way, Sri Advaita Acharya was considering, is there any way that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu would accept me, allow me to offer obeisances at his lotus feet? Is there any way that he would chastise me, that he would be dissatisfied with me, but chastising me and then offering shelter of his lotus feet? So he was considering how that could become possible, how it would be possible. So he came to one difficult conclusion. He considered Prabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to spread the glories of bhakti. So he then considered that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he came to give bhakti, and I should speak against it. Let's see what he will do then. He told to Sri Haridas Thakur, Haridas, he started telling, without Jnana, nothing is possible. We would give up our life, but without Gyan, nothing is possible. Gyan is supreme, and then bhakti comes. Haridas understood the essence of what Shyadvaita Acharya was talking about. He understood it in a bhakti mood. Hearing these descriptions of Shyadvaita Acharya, he started mightily laughing. He started laughing. Oh, Prabhu, I understood your talk. I understood what you mean. So Shyadvaita Acharya told, let's go to Shantipur. There is so much distraction here as bhakti is performed. It's so much distraction to our Gyan sadhana, to our Gyan bhajan. Let's go to Shantipur. And then they left. And he started, Shyadvaita Acharya started giving the descriptions, the commentaries upon Vishishta.
Antarjani Sriman Mahaprabhu Snidaya Sankete ke bolle Nidai Eki holo Jar Hunkari Jar Ahane Ami Elam Shekhon Dippi Shantipure Giye Ar Bhakti ke Lokupore Gyan ke Bolo Bole Bakkha Kuri.
So Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is Antaryami, the Lord in the heart, who knows everyone's heart, he told to Shri Nityananda Prabhu, look what has happened. The one that brought me here is now preaching the supremacy of Gyan upon bhakti. What a calamity, Nitai. Let's go to Shantipur. Mahaprabhu was very angry. Shri Nityananda Prabhu saw his angry mood. So together they went to the house of Shri Advaita Acharya. So Shri Advaita Acharya, knowing now that the Lord is coming, he offered the seed for him. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he asked Shri Advaita Acharya, oh Nara, please tell me, what is greater, bhakti or jnana? So Advaita Acharya answered, Gyan is greatest of all. Gyan is greater than anything else. If there is no Gyan, what is the use of bhakti? There is no use of bhakti. First, Gyan is required. So as soon as Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu heard from Shri Advaita Acharya that Gyan is greater than bhakti, he picked him up and threw him on the ground. And then again he would pick him up from the ground and throw him on the ground again.
Rudra Roop Sri Man Mahaprabhu.
Srimad Mahaprabhu was very angry.
Acharya Grihini Patiprata Jagannamata Sarvatattva Janiyam Kuren Vekrata Pura Vipro, Pura Vipro, Rako Rako Pran Kar Sikhayato Koropaman.
So now the wife of Sri Advaita Acharya came and she started loudly crying, "Stop, stop, he is an old man, he is an old man. Where did you learn to behave like this, so offensively like that? You haven't been like that before. Today you're behaving in completely opposite way. Where did you learn this? Who taught you like this? So in this way she was crying and telling that he's an old man, leave him, he may die, what will happen then? And seeing all of this, she, Nityananda Prabhu, was laughing and laughing. And he was telling, who can understand what has happened today? In this way, Sri Nityananda Prabhu spoke to Srila Haridas Thakur. So now Sri Advaita Acharya told that it's actually a great mercy bestowed upon him that if he speaks in this way and he would be chastised, he was chastised, that's actually blessing upon him. So that behaving in this opposing way, now he committed offenses, so that he is asking for forgiveness now. In this way, he fell at the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, holding his lotus feet. He fell on the ground, offering dandavat pranam to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, holding his lotus feet. Prabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is Antaryami, so he knows the cause of everything. He actually came to bestow his mercy upon Sri Advaita Acharya. The mercy that Sri Advaita Acharya desired, in the way he desired it, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to give it, to bestow that mercy upon him. He came to Sri Advaita Acharya's house for this reason. So in this way, Sri Advaita Acharya, he won that day And this is how now, as he also got the opportunity to take shelter of the lotus feet, to offer obeisances to the lotus feet of Shigoranga Mahaprabhu, this is how actually the acharyas are commenting that Srila Haridas Thakur and Sri Advaita Acharya, they are constantly at the lotus feet, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Shigoranga Mahaprabhu.
প্রণত পাল বৃত্ত হলেই তবে আরতি হরণ করবেন তা নয়, প্রণাম মাত্রে প্রেম।
So this is how it's been described, that just upon offering obeisances to the lotus feet of Shigoranga Mahaprabhu, the prema is being bestowed. This is how it's been told, that actually the lotus feet of Shigoranga Mahaprabhu, they are bestowing prema. That the lotus feet of Shigoranga Mahaprabhu, they are the great ship in the ocean of material existence, in the ocean of material suffering. The great shelter as a great ship, shelter in this ocean of distress, suffering of material existence.
ভাসমান এই দুঃখের সিন্ধুতে আজ মহাপ্রভু এসে আর বললেন, তোমরা যেন এই দুঃখের সিন্ধুতে ভাস্য উঠছ ডুবছ, তো তেমনি আমি প্রেমের সিন্ধুতে তোমাদেরকে ডুবাবো।
There is no shelter for the living entities who are drowning in this ocean of material existence. But now Shigoranga Mahaprabhu came and he is telling, as you are now completely immersed, diving in this ocean of material existence, I will immerse you in the ocean of bliss, of prema.
So like
everyone.
সংসার সিন্ধু দুঃখ সিন্ধু দুঃখ জলদ, এই সংসার সিন্ধু দুঃখের জলদি, কাম কথাদি নক্রম করি কবলিঙ্কিত, একে তো সংসার সিন্ধুতে এই দুঃখে মরছে জীব, তারপরে কাম ক্রোধ।
So how is that the living entities are immersed, diving in this, drowning in this ocean of material existence? Everyone is completely immersed in this ocean and of material distress, suffering, and further on they're the enemies as Kam, Krodh, etc. They're coming in succession. So in this way, the human living entities, they are without shelter, they are immersed in this ocean of suffering. Their material desires, they are binding their hands, as if someone's hands are completely binded. So this is how the living entities are binded with their material desires. What is the way out from this situation?
Chaitanya Chandrama Dehi Padavalambam Yavasthaya Ekmatra Mahaprabhur Ashraya.
The only way out, is the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Tai bollen bhittatiham pranata pala babapti putam vandi mahapurusha jite charanarvindam Sri Vakarbhajan Rishi Mahaprabhu Sundari Tripathi tar chittoti etoi akrishto hoyeche
Sri Karabhajana Rishi was, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, completely attracted to him, and he is continuing with these descriptions of him. How did he describe Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu in this hidden way? He described it in such a hidden way that it's actually not easily possible to understand whom he's speaking about. It's very difficult to understand. In this shloka, it now seems as he is describing Sri Ramachandra. It's been described that the Lord's abode was so opulent that it was even desired by the Devatas. So Lord Ramachandra's Ayodhya was such that it was so opulent that even the Devatas are desiring such opulence. There was so much wealth there. Lakshmi Devi in the form of Sita Devi was personally present there. The Devatas, they desired this wealth. And it's been told in this shloka that he gave up, he left also all of this wealth that was even desired by the Devatas. It's been told that he was the greatest of those who followed the Dharma. So now in the case of Lord Ramachandra, how did he follow the Dharma? That when Dasharath was bound by giving the blessing to Kaikeyi, then instead of coronating Lord Ramachandra, he sent him to the forest in order to be true with his promise to her, with the blessing he was supposed to give to her. So to make true the promise of Dasharat to Kaikeyi. Then he went to the forest. Lord Ramachandra went to the forest.
Duita Sita Devi Sangi Diya Mayambri Guru Pesese Kongse Runujar Marich Ui Mirigoti Amar Jai.
So Sita Devi went to the forest along with Lord Ramachandra, and there in the forest there was the demon Marichi who took the form of the golden deer, and Sita desired that golden deer.
Sita Devi Magsi. See, Mirigir, Pichane Pichane Tini Dhavito Chin, Vandi Mahapurushati Saranarvindam.
So here it's been described that I offer obeisances to this Mahapurush, the one that is giving that gift, that it's going upon, that that he's bestowing the gift, that he's going after that golden deer, that illusory golden deer. So in this way, Acharya Karabhajana Rishi, he described Shiguranga Mahaprabhu in a hidden way. This is the way how he hid him. He has hidden him.
Song Lakshmi Devi Jar Kripati Rajya Sampad Artha Sampad Premo Bajan.
So in this way, describing the opulence of the abode of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, their Lakshmi Devi as Vishnu Priya herself, she was present. This is how he described in a hidden way, that Gauranga Mahaprabhu left even such an abode that was desired by the devatas. And he left Vishnu Priya. Those who don't have bhakti, who don't do bhajan, ordinary people, that have just the knowledge of material world, such a person are considering that if Gauranga Mahaprabhu was to take sannyas, why did he marry for the second time? When his first wife, Lakshmi Priya, disappeared, left, then why did he marry for the second time? Why did he have to marry After Lakshmi Priya, why did he have to marry Vishnu Priya then? This is how they are considering. They are discussing about it. But what else remains to be thought of by ordinary persons? They can't think in other way. They don't have enough knowledge to understand that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at Shiguranga Mahaprabhu, and that Lakshmi Priya, the Vishnu Priya, that they are his eternal energies, that they are his eternal consorts. If there is some ordinary material thing, some ordinary material attraction, that's to be rejected or left. But in the case of the Lord, what is the question of rejecting or renouncing anything? What is the question of renouncing anything in the case of someone who doesn't have any material attraction? If someone is having attraction toward material nature, so then we can discuss about renouncing it.
Surya Sido, Rajya Lakshmi Dokta, Aadi Guruna Lila, Ace of Dyag, is a Nisrobon Koran.
This is the merciful Leela of the Lord. He himself, he left the abode, the kingdom that was desired even by the Devatas. This is his merciful Leela. And just upon hearing this Leela, the prem is bestowed.
Eru Karuni Leela. Dharmishto Arya Vasada keno bolen tini je dharmishto.
Why it's been told that he is the one, the greatest among those who follow Dharma. So, as this question comes, why he is described as the one that follows the Dharma in the supreme way, in the most exemplary way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he didn't appear, like show himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He appeared as a devotee. So in this way, he was following the Dharma, and as with devotees, he was performing Sankirtan. Other devotees, like other personalities, except for his intimate associates, were not allowed so to enter. So one Brahmana, he desired to have the darshan of this dancing and singing and the kirtan that Gauranga Mahaprabhu did with his devotees, but he was not allowed to do so. So he got angered. So one day when Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to take bath, this Brahmana saw him. He was very angry and he cursed Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He cursed Gauranga Mahaprabhu, saying that may you never achieve material happiness. And hearing the discourse of the Brahmana, Mahaprabhu became blissful. He told, "That's completely all right, I will accept your curse." And very soon he accepted the fourth ashram, he took sannyas. So further as the shloka goes, that he was going after this illusory golden deer, so we now fell in a difficulty, how we can get out of it, how to understand this now. So there is no problem because we are following the descriptions of our acharyas and they are describing that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was, in which way was he always after this deer of illusory energy?
Sangati, Sudrang istorie de Kripa Baena.
So how acharyas are describing that actually the living entities of this Kali Yuga, everyone is after the illusory pleasures. So in this way, being bounded in this ocean of material existence, the ocean of suffering and distress, the living entities are constantly searching for some illusory pleasures.
এই মায়ামৃগগুলি গৌরাঙ্গ সুন্দরের দ্বৈত নানা দ্বৈতা, দ্বৈত কথাটা নয়। এটির ব্যাখ্যা কি করলেন? বললেন, দয়া অতিশয়ন অস্তিতি দ্বৈ তৈস্যভাব দ্বৈতা, এই ব্যাখ্যা করলেন। বললেন, যার মধ্যে দয়া অতিশয়ন অস্তি, অতিশয়ন অস্তি কিরূপ দয়া? বললেন, দেখুন ভগবান যদি ইচ্ছা করেন তো দয়া করতে পারেন। আগে ভগবানের ইচ্ছার যোগ হবে তবে তো দয়া আসবে।
So it's been described that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in this way, he was the one that was bestowing his mercy upon those who are searching for illusory pleasures. So how did he bless them? There is also the description telling that actually the Lord doesn't have any mercy, that doya na asti, there is no mercy with the Lord. So how is that? Because it's told that if the Lord desires, he will give the mercy. If he doesn't desire, so then there is no mercy. Only if Lord desires, if his mind, heart desires so, so then he will bestow the mercy. But in the case of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this is not so. This is not the case with him. So Sri Kavi Karnapur describes in Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka that actually in the case of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the mercy became independent. The mercy is never independent. As we just heard, it's the desire of the Lord. Even he desires, he will give. And when he doesn't desire, then there is no mercy. But in the case of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, acharyas are telling, the mercy becomes independent.
Bhagavan Mahaprabhu bolen, Gurune, amar ichhar dike takabe na. Amar ichha thak na thak, tumi chole jabe.
It's been described that Gauranga Mahaprabhu told to the mercy, O mercy, don't be dependent of me. I may desire or not, but you always be free to bestow the mercy. So this is a special, special kind of mercy. So in this way, actually, as the direct translation would be, that it is in an endless way that the mercy is not present, meaning that the mercy is not with him, that now by his instruction towards the mercy became independent from him, so that he doesn't have the mercy with himself. The mercy became independent.
Guruna,
Getting the instruction from the Lord, from Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in this way, the mercy became independent and she is freely distributing itself. So this kind of example, Srila Kavi Karnapur gave an example.
তার্কিক পণ্ডিতগণ সব যুক্তি করলেন এক জায়গায়, বললেন এই যে সন্ন্যাসীটি এদেশে এসেছে একটা আমাদের কাল, এখন আমাদের আর কি বিকাবে।
So he described that in this way the mercy became independent and it has been freely given to everyone. So the brahmanas, they became afraid now. They heard about Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and in which way, by his mercy, the mercy is freely given to everyone. So they were thinking, now we will not get any money for our work anymore. Their bhaktas performing Harinam. So the knowledge that we are giving, we will not be able to earn anything anymore from it. So all of these brahmanas, they gathered and they considered, now we will all meet together and we will speak against this sannyasi and we will actually forbid him to come, to enter here, to this country anymore.
কৃষ্ণ 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 হয়ে এই কৃষ্ণ নাম করছে না রবিলাল ধারে অশ্রু পড়ছে।
So all these brahmanas, they gathered and they went to the place when Gauranga Mahaprabhu was sitting and chanting the holy name and shedding rivers of tears.
Ganga Jamuna Thara.
Her tears were flowing as the flows of Mother Ganga and Mother Yamuna. He was crying. And all the brahmanas, they sat around him. They were quiet. So one of them, he stood up and told, oh brother, look, sannyasi, and how he's crying. So as they were in this way, having darshan of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who was crying and crying, in this way, but just upon having his darshan, the mercy entered into their hearts. The mercy was bestowed upon them. How? Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he gave this freedom to the mercy. And the mercy became independent. So in that moment they started considering these brahmanas. Oh Gauranga Mahaprabhu, our all life has gone just in the useless discussions. And we didn't get anything. Only some material benefits, but nothing else. Please bestow your mercy upon us, O sannyasi. Bestow your mercy upon us so that we can also cry like you while chanting Krishna's names. This was what they were thinking about. So one of them that was a little more sincere, he stood up and he prostrated himself in front of Lord Gauranga. He felt in Dandavat pranams at his lotus feet and begging that, please, Sannyasi, bestow your mercy upon us that we can cry in the way you are crying while chanting the holy names of Krishna. Seeing him, everyone did the same. So as many sannyasis they were there, they all started chanting Krishna's holy names. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared amongst them, all of those brahmanas, they took shelter of him and they all started chanting the holy names of Krishna. They all started begging that, please bless us that we can be immersed in the holy name as you are. So he gave them prem, that's the medicine. So this is why in this shloka it's mentioned that it actually, he in this special way, he doesn't possess the mercy. It means that the mercy upon his order became completely independent. And this is what is called the supreme mercy. So this is why it actually in this shloka it's told that this mercy that Gauranga Mahaprabhu possesses, that all of those who were previously chasing over this illusory golden deer of material existence, that actually they are now blessed by him, or they are desiring him, his mercy. In this way, he bestowed the prema. I'm offering my humble obeisances to this Mahapurush. We are praying, offering our prayers, glorifications to the lotus feet of this Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So there are further descriptions and commentaries upon this shloka. So by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, we'll continue hearing about it tomorrow. And today, our Bhagavad Katha concludes here.